when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio, precious family, I'd like to just go once more time and tell us about, I was really excited about how people came, and I didn't really put out the call for money. It, as long as I've been in this thing, if we're in really a pinch, I'll ask for money sometimes, like if we want to go on the road, or like later when me and Rand think of what I want me and Rand to go to Washington, D.C., and hopefully I can get one, we can get one or two of the sailors to go with us to meet us there. We have a friend in D.C., Peter Scoop Stanton. I think he put us up for a couple of days. That's what I would love to do, y'all. I want to go up there and take Bullhorns, a.k.a. Nancy Bell cow style Bullhorns, and go. I'd like to go to the State Department or the Capitol and scream out about USS Liberty and some other things and hand out some Blood River Radio pamphlets. That's what I would love to do. But in fact, when we get ready to do that, I might put out the call for money. But the reason I was saying this, we had five donors, and we had mentioned that we've been honoring the donors. We love to do that because, we can't survive without them. And we were honoring them, and I'll be doggone. We said it. I remember saying, hey, I'm not asking for money. I'm just giving extra honor. I want to make sure these people are honored to keep us on the air every day. And we had five donations since we were off last week, but since we've been on 2 weeks ago, we've had five donations, and we had the largest one-time donation in the history of Blood River, a brother by the name of Seth C. in Louisiana. That's all I'll say because I don't know how much he wants me to say, but the largest one-time donation. People really stepped up to the bat, and once again, we had O'Ken, Big Ben of Lynbrook, New York. We had Biscuit and Ken. I mean, every month. If it wasn't for them, there'd be no Blood River. We have Jimmy B, his precious family from Washington State. Good old Micah from Communist Maryland. His words, not mine. And once again, we had Seth, but I just like to honor them. But anyway, people, I'd like to go back. I'd like to double down about something I said about the Steve Mulroy, the communist bastard Steve Mulroy. He wasn't elected in Memphis. He was installed by that other communist son of a bitch that's Christ-hating George Soros. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Henry Kissinger died. May he rest in hell with his father, the devil. Bless his heart. May he honor his. Now, Henry Kissinger, you have all eternity to honor your father, the devil, for all the damage you have brought on the human population of the world. You, Henry Kissinger, you have the sole honor, along with that President Nixon. Y'all have the sole honor for going into China, Red China, Communist China, and opening that up. When I was in the U.S. of Army against my will, you son of a bitch, you were over there and you backstabbed the United States of America. You said you wanted to destroy the United States of America, just like George Soros did. You opened it up to Red China, and that's why our industry is so destroyed to this day. May you rest in hell. Tell your father, the devil, we said hello, because tell him that we're coming to get his ass too, sooner or later. And anyway, Steve Mulroy, you've been turning all these damn criminals loose. You just turned another one loose. We were talking about this last hour, just the last segment. A man, cold-blooded murder. He was a black. Two blacks shot another black, and they killed him deader than hell, robbed him right there, and they get their release on their own recognizance. Well, you know what? God forbid the next person to get shot in the head or get, or better yet, be shot in the gut and be put on a ventilator for about 6 months. If that happens to anybody, I hope it's you, Steve. I hope you get, I hope you harvest your own fruit, letting these son of a bitches loose, these feral animals, go and kill and murder and rape and burn as innocent people of Shelby County. I hope the next victim is you, you sorry ass. Back to you, Sister Nancy.
Okay, little Eddie, I've got a lot to cover because I didn't get to blab last week. And I'll give you just an outline of a couple things. I've got some notes from last week that I took from the American Free Press. I have a letter I'd like to read from Vincent Renaud, who's in jail in Edinburgh. He's a revisionist, and it's kind of, it's an interesting short letter. And then I've got a letter, it's actually an article from this week's American Free Press by Dr. Kevin Barrett, and I really completely agree with him. He is one of my heroes. But I'll start out, I think, by just doing our weekly tar and feathering. Let's go with Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana immediately wanting to vote more money to Israel so he can so they can keep on killing Palestinians on our behalf.
Oh, sure.
Nikki Haley, she wants to finish off the Palestinians. And Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, he wants to threaten Iran if they do anything naughty. They're sickening, probably all being paid by Israel, or maybe they've done something that is scandalous and they're being blackmailed. Then I want to also, again, and I have written a letter to my representative. Well, he is a Kentucky representative. He's not my representative, not in my area, Thomas Massey, for again being the one sole person to not vote in a recent vote to support the nation of Israel and consider it a nation. It's not, it's an occupied territory.
Yes,
and
it
also
is.
I want to commend Dr. Kevin Barrett. This is kind of a note that I'm copying from some of the things he said, but I want you all to think in terms of this. The South fought a bloody war for 4 years. The Palestinians have been on their knees fighting since 1948. If anybody deserves a nation covered with their blood, it is the Palestinians. They have fought
yes.
with courage and faith in their God. They are fatalistic. They believe in God. I say it's the same God we believe in. That's my opinion. It is a higher power they believe in. And they have shown their true self, and they have lost family members, arms, legs, eyes to fight the evil that has occupied that territory since 1948 and before. If anybody deserves a nation, the Palestinians, by all account, they deserve a nation, their own nation, which the South fought for 4 years and did not get. And we are still on the back burner and being kicked and laughed at and mocked. Even today, 150 years later,
yes, you're on fire, Sister Nancy. You're on fire.
Yeah.
And I'd like to point out two things. You mentioned the sorry SOB from Louisiana, his first order of business, all the problems we have in the country, this country right here. He says his first order of business was sending more money to the Ukraine or whatever, to the Jews.
There's
Jews in Ukraine. You know what? And me and Rand talked about that very thing today. For what he sent in 1 week, we have the largest, the most elite cancer hospital in the world right here, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. It is the elite of elite. We cure 80% of all the children that come there with cancer. Guess what? They could run, it cost about $4 million a day to run that hospital. You could run St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, I just figured it out, for approximately $1.46 billion a year. That's more money, that's less money than what they sent to the damn Israelis in a week. They send that much, I mean, they send the Israelis, they send them trillions of dollars over the years. They've seen the Ukraine, mm-hmm. golly knows how many hundreds of billions of dollars. That could run every hospital, children's hospital in the United States forever of what they sent over there just in 2 months.
Yeah, but you're showing anti-Semitism, and upsets me.
One more thing, Sister Nancy, before you go further. I want to say one more thing to back you up. I'd like to tell these Judeo-Christian, these Southern Baptist airheads, Jesus Christ was a Palestinian. Jesus Christ was not an Israeli. There was no Israel when Jesus Christ walked the earth. Some people said he was a Palestinian Jew, but he was a Palestinian Christian. And I submit to you, they're killing Palestinian Christians as we speak. There's lots of Christians in Palestine. They're killing them all because, you know why? Because the damn Jews want that land. Back to you, Sister Nancy. Just backing up what you said.
Totally. I've got a note here. Guess what happened on October the 19th? The St. Porphyrus Church in Gaza, a Greek Orthodox church founded in 1150, the oldest active church in Gaza City, the third oldest in the world, was bombed on October the 19th, and 18 people were killed.
Yeah. And the Southern Baptist Church said, yay, Robbo! People, we got to go to our first break. The second hour will be right back after this message.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
Dear Blood River Radio donor supporters and family, thank you so much for keeping us on the air again. Luke, we're going to go right back to Sister Nancy. The bell cow is on fire. You know what? The bell cow always has the most up-to-date, most accurate research tidbits for us all, and I can't wait to hear the rest of it. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Okay, I'm taking this information from the American Free Press, which I just received. It may not be the latest. It's dated November the 13th and the 20th. I just received it. But I'll start by a little paragraph that is in the says news you may have missed. According to the UN, 52 mosques have been leveled, 110 mosques have been damaged, 45 schools have been destroyed, 212 more have been damaged so far during the Israeli assault in Gaza. All of Gaza's hospitals have been bombed as well, including the Rantisi Hospital's Children's Cancer Ward. As American Free Press goes to press on November the 9th, 30% of Gaza has been demolished by the 24,000 pounds of bombs Israel has dropped on an area that's the size of Manhattan. The Gaza Health Ministry reports that 10,000 Palestinian men, women, and children have been killed and more than 1.5 million have been displaced. As of tonight, we know over 15,000 innocents, men, women, and children have been murdered by the Zionists. But this may take a few minutes, but I think it's an important article. It's called A Completely Different Take on Hamas by Dr. Kevin Barrett. And I totally agree with his point of view. He's no dummy. He is an Arabic Islamist professional. After Hamas, along other various Palestinian resistance groups, led a mass outbreak from the Gaza Strip concentration camp on October the 7th, the Zionist-owned mainstream media has drowned the Western world with a tidal wave of lies. End quote. Hamas beheaded babies. End of quote. More quotes. Hamas raped grandmothers. End of quote. More quotes. Hamas is ISIS. Given the Zionist liars credit, they have plenty of shapats. But the truth is, compared to Israel, Hamas is a host of angels. Israel systematically and deliberately slaughters civilians in enormous numbers, abuses and tortures prisoners, desecrates Christian and Muslim holy places, and commits war crimes and crimes against humanity on an industrial scale. Hamas, by contrast, focuses on attacking the Israeli military, even when massively outgunned, and treats civilians far more humanely than it is required to under international law, which deems occupation settlers legitimate targets. Israelis captured by Hamas have been described, their captors, as kind and considerate. They have testified that most of the mass murder of Israeli civilians on October the 7th was perpetrated not by Hamas, but by the Israeli military in accordance with its Hannibal doctrine. This doctrine mandates the use of massive firepower to annihilate both hostages and hostage takers so as to avoid the political liability of hostages. Though these facts are well known to everyone in the region and to most of the non-Western world, they have been systematically suppressed by Zionist-owned yes. Western mainstream media. You can find some of them in English by reading Jewish journalist Max Blumenthal's reporting at the Gray Zone. If your media wasn't owned by Zionist billionaires, you might have spent the past month watching Israel slaughter children by the thousands and cheering as stunningly courageous, massively outgunned Hamas fighters film each other sprinting towards Israeli tanks, climbing on them under fire, and destroying them with improvised explosives. The stark difference between the cowardice of the Zionist child killers, who have since October the 7th murdered more than 10,000 civilians, the majority of them women and children from a safe distance, and the bravery and chivalrousness of the heroes of Hamas and the rest of the Palestinian resistance, would be obvious to everyone on earth were it not for the Zionist oligarch stranglehold on the Western lapdog media. No decent human being who knows the history of occupied Palestine would fail to support Hamas. There Amen. Has never been a more obviously just war than the Palestinian struggle against Zionist invasion, occupation, and genocide. Every just war theory, whether Christian, Islamic, or secular, is based on the non-aggression principle. The side that initiates aggression, in this case by crossing the seas, to invade and murder and steal the other side's land and property is in the wrong, and that is Israel. Those fighting to stop that aggression are in the right, and they are the Palestinians.
Yes.
That obvious yes. reality becomes even more stark when one notices that the aggressors are child-killing cowards, pathological
yes.
liars, while the defenders are selfless heroes. And I take this, and I believe this. Finally,
well, I'm going to tell you something.
Skip over just
yes,
a little
go ahead.
Bit.
Go ahead, Sister Nancy. Go ahead. I got something to say as soon as you get through with that.
I'll finish this up. Aside from the rights and wrongs, there is another
take your
very
time.
Good
take your
example
time.
To support Hamas. They really, really don't want you to. The strategist who are trying to keep the genocide of Palestine going apparently realize that if significant numbers of Westerners start openly supporting Hamas and the rest of the Palestinian resistance, the Zionist goose will be well and truly cooked. That's why they've used advanced propaganda techniques to inject the obligatory, in parentheses, in quotes, I'm sorry, I don't support Hamas, but end of quote disclaimer, deep into the collective unconscious of the West. They don't really care if you deplore the massacre of 10,000 Gazans, women and children. They don't care if you support a two-state solution or even a one-state solution. They, meaning the Jews, can live with you calling for a ceasefire. The Jews would care less if you utter words like apartheid or even genocide. It's like when Joel Stein said, end quote, I don't care if Americans think we're running the news media, Hollywood, Wall Street, or the government. I just care that we get to keep running them, end of quote.
True.
The
true.
Zionist position is, end quote, I don't care if Americans think we're committing human rights violations, apartheid, or genocide. I just care that we get to keep committing them, and U.S. taxpayers keep funding them, end of quote. And that is us. We are the jackasses and the fools that are doing that. Americans complaining about Zionist human rights violations, apartheid, and genocide won't stop those things. They will only be stopped at gunpoint. Eddie.
Yes.
And it really
yes,
does
absolutely.
Matter that. And it really does matter that people support the right of genocide victims to pick up guns and stop the genocide. Finally,
amen.
And most importantly, patriotic Americans shouldn't just support Hamas. They should emulate it. Americans
yes.
like Palestinians are
yeah.
losing their country. They are I losing
can.
Their country to a Zionist-occupied government. Geographically, since 1947, just as Palestine has been shrinking geographically since 1947 to the point that there is now hardly anything left, so too the once great American Republic has been largely obliterated. Hamas
yes.
has bravely risen up against Zog. Do we Americans have the courage to do the same?
Don't look like it.
By God, you're on fire, Nancy. Do you, that you're on
amen.
Fire. You know something else, Nancy?
No. This is
these
Kevin
Jews,
Durant, who is telling it like it is. This is
these,
what I agree, what
yes.
I believe.
Amen. I believe every word you, yes, every word of it. And you hear something else. Since I know you both, you people know this, but in 1940, you know how the Jews, what they say, when a Jew strikes, he cries out. When a Jew, everything they accuse you of, they're doing. Everything they accused, they said that the Hamas is beheading babies and raping people and burning buildings, everything bad you can possibly do. In 1947 and 1948, when the damn Jews came into Palestine with arms supplied by the United States, with arms supplied by the Soviet Union, they, you know, and after ransacking Germany because they were shutting the World Jewish Committee 6 years before the shooting started World War II, they blackmailed Germany. I hear the music. Well, as soon as we come back, I'll finish this off. Then we got to bring Rand in. He needs to tell what happened to a nursing home. Be right back, folks.
Oh, Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president as those lawsuits move forward. Sandra Day O'Connor, the pioneering first woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court, died Friday at the age of 93. In this interview with NBC News, she reflected on being the first female on the high court.
It's thrilling in a way to be the first to do something, the first woman to ever serve on the court.
O'Connor died in Phoenix due to complications from advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer and House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan have requested Hunter Biden's deposition later this month as part of their investigation into potential articles of impeachment against President Biden, emphasizing that Hunter Biden will not receive special treatment. The lawmakers, who previously had subpoenaed Biden, have scheduled the deposition for December 13th. Friday, the House took a decisive vote to expel Republican Representative George Santos of New York following an ethics report that strongly criticized his conduct. Before the vote, Santos spoke with Fox News.
If it's their choice to change precedent and loop me in with three Confederate turncoats who were expelled for treason and two convicted members who were convicted in a court of law, so I'll be the first person to get expelled from Congress without a conviction or without committing treason.
Santos became only the sixth member in the history of the chamber to be removed by his fellow colleagues. Former Marine Chance Brannon pleaded guilty to the 2022 firebombing of a California Planned Parenthood clinic in Costa Mesa, admitting to throwing a Molotov cocktail at the clinic's entrance on March 13th of last year. Brannon, along with two others, had planned to target a second Planned Parenthood clinic. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dear Blood River Radio family, boy, Sister Nancy was absolutely on fire. I've never heard a hotter, more truer, more passionate, more sincere plea for justice in my whole life. I'm building on what she said. 1947, 1948, when the stinking Jews came in and they invaded Palestine. We had Palestinian Christians. Jesus Christ was a Palestinian Christian. There had never been no Israel there for centuries. Well, I'll repeat. When Jesus Christ was walking the earth in Palestine, it was not Israel. God destroyed Israel. He used the Romans to do it before Jesus Christ came around. Okay. Every time when there's a saying that says when a Jew strikes you, he cries out. If a Jew takes an ice pick and stabs you in the eye, he'll scream anti-Semitism when he's doing it. 47 and 48, the Jews came in Palestine armed with arms from the Soviet Union, arms from the United States. They completely overpowered the peaceful people in Palestine. We had Christians. We had Muslims. We had Jews living all together in peace in Palestine. Most of you people know this. They went in, and what they accused Hamas of, these Jews are saying, Hamas is coming. They're beheading children. They're raping old ladies. They're burning homes. That's exactly what the Jews did in 1947 and 1948. They used absolute terror, unbridled savagery, animalistic behavior, terror, torture, rape, burning, to drive the Palestinians out. And once again, Palestinian Christians, Palestinian Jews, Palestinian Arabs, driving them all out. Why? Because they want their damn stinking Jews, want their land. That's what they want now. They want that whole bit of land over there just for themselves. Just to reiterate, they use terror. They use rape. Every kind of vicious murder and burning you can possibly think of, because they wanted to use mass shock and all, mass terror, to run the Palestinians out of there so they have their land. And Nancy said, why can't these stupid people in America see it? They do see it. These stupid pseudo-Christians, fake Christians, these Judeo-Christian Southern Baptist stupid bastards, they're cheering it. They're saying, let's kill more Palestinian children. The politicians that Sister Nancy mentioned, they're cheering it. They want more bloodshed. Back to you, Rand.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of double down and back up what Miss Nancy was saying. That was very good stuff, Miss Nancy. And this comes from the Financial Times, which I understand and believe is run by some of the Rothschilds. But before I read this, I just want to say, you know, Anthony Blinken was just over there in Israel. And his plane, when he left, hadn't got out of sight good before the Israelis doubled down on the bombing. And something mm-hmm. that I read, they have read this too, that said that that Anthony Blinken, and I'm going to paraphrase maybe a little bit, but he said this to Benjamin Netanyahu. He kind of said, you need to reduce the number of babies that you're killing. You know, don't quit killing babies. Don't stop killing babies. Just cut it down a little bit. Don't kill quite as many babies. You know,
right?
And also they've been told to go south to Egypt, which we've already heard that. But they got to go down there or die. And that brings up a question: why in the hell they have to leave to start with? You know. But we'll answer that later. But what I wanted to do is read this report from the Financial Times to kind of go along with what Miss Nancy said, because it's only beginning. Miss Nancy mentioned 30%, and this report, I said 40% way through this campaign, as they call it. That's their words, campaign. Israel is planning a campaign against Hamas that will stretch for a year or more, with the most intensive phase of the ground offensive continuing into early 2024, according to several people familiar with the preparations. The multi-phase strategy of the Israeli forces, who are garrisoned inside North Gaza, making an imminent push into the south of the besieged Palestinian enclave. The goals include killing the three top Hamas leaders, and I'm not going to butcher their names, but it's three of them, 24 battalions, an underground tunnel network, which it's already been reported that some of those tunnels was already concreted, most likely by the Israelis several years ago. So, but anyway, they wanted to destroy the governing capacity in Gaza. This would be a very long war. We currently are not near halfway to achieving our objectives, said one person familiar with the Israeli war plan. A senior Israeli military officer said at least 10 of 24 Hamas battalions had been hurt sufficiently, with more than 50 mid-level commanders and an estimated 5,000 fighters killed. Another person familiar with the Israeli war plan said the military still considers operations in northern Gaza to be incomplete. Gaza City isn't finished yet, nor fully conquered. It's probably 40%, there's the 40%, it's probably 40% done, the person said. For the North as a whole, it would probably require another 2 weeks to a month. And you know, Brother Eddie, that goes along with kind of what you and I had talked about, and you had mentioned to me about the resistance. If it's taking them longer, that tells me there's more resistance. And I'll let you, before Miss Nancy comes back, you share with the Blood River Radio people what you had told me about what some of the reports you heard about the resistance.
Yes. I know what you talked about. Yeah. What was his name? Judge Napolitano's show. Yeah, he said that we are getting a complete bogus news scoop. He said that the IDF has been getting their. He said they got their ass whipped in northern Israel. He said that a lot of the Israeli commanders were starting to disobey orders because they were taking such a shellacking by Hamas. So which one to believe, I do not know. But you're absolutely. But here's something else, I forgot this too. I ran a minute ago. Sister Nancy is totally right. Hamas is coming back and wreaking revenge on what these stinking Jews did to the Palestinians, beginning in 1947, 1948. And like Sister Nancy said, it's still going on in Palestine, in Gaza. The Palestinians over there are treated like dogs. They're limited to the hours when they can have their electric power, when they can have water. They're limited to food. They're limited when they can move. The Israelis have high electrical fences. They have machine gun towers. They have mines to protect their precious Jewish blood, to protect their precious Jewish country. But you know what? God only forbid if some white American tries to establish and reinforce our own southern border to keep our white people from being totally flooded with just tidal waves of non-white people. All this garbage washing up on our shores. And, you know, it's just we can't do that. There's so. So once again, when the Jew stabs you in the face with an ice pack, he cries out anti-Semitism. But you're right, Rand. Yeah. That's what that report said. That I can't remember his name. He said he's been over there into Israel and Scott Ritter. Yeah. He said that the Israelis are losing. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Eddie, I have little confidence in Ritter. I really don't. He comes up with some of these ideas like the Hamas is winning. Yeah, how's Hamas going to win when the whole daggone country's been flattened? I can't. You know, even when they talk about these stupid tunnels, the Israelis even admitted they built the tunnels underneath these hospitals, years ago, that this is part of the building structure. But anyway, talking about the condition of the Palestinians, I have a note here that says there was one crossing from Gaza for the Palestinians. They had to have permits.
Oh, yeah.
Americans do not. Americans don't know what's going on over there at all.
They don't care, Nancy. They don't care. Nancy, we got to go to our last break for the second hour, Sister Nancy. Be right back, folks.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
A Bienus is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear Blood River Radio, we're going to go, dear Blood River Radio family, precious family, we're going to go right back to Sister Nancy. She's going to finish out this hour right here. We have a surprise our guest coming on the third hour. So go ahead, Sister Nancy. Take us away, Sister. You're doing a marvelous job tonight.
I just have a note, a couple notes taken from the American Free Press regarding this. It's not really, I do not call this a war on Gaza. This is just a genocide. These people who are isolated behind walls, now they have no electricity, no water, no food, no homes, no clothing. They're on the run, pushed out from the north to the south, where the Zionists can target them in the south. That's part of this whole program. Of course, we know that the motive, there's a couple motives. At first, I thought it was to usurp their land, which they've been doing that since 1948. But I think basically we proved last 2 weeks ago that this is actually just a U.S. and Israeli involvement to take and steal the gas that actually was in the Israeli, it was in the Gaza Marine water basin, ocean basin. And this is just, they've already, Israel has already signed licenses sometime about the end of October to various companies to start drilling in this, the Gaza Marine. They were doing this during the war, so they know that these people in Palestine have no chance of fighting it legally. But I'll just give you a few notes from American Free Press last week, or 2 weeks ago, an article from Richard Walker, in quotes, he said, "The bombing of Gaza has few parallels in recent history, and it has been happening in plain sight for the past two decades." And a report from October the 22nd, this is another article, says that Israel agreed to delay its military invasion of Gaza so that the U.S. military could prepare for a broader conflict in the Middle East with Hezbollah, Syria, and Iran. Clearly, the U.S. expects, or shall I say hopes, for a regional war due to Israeli war crimes. Now, an article by Philip Giraldi says that the message from almost all Western governments is that Israel has carte blanche to do whatever it likes, even when it includes war crimes, to include forced displacement or genocide. The U.S. Senate, by a unanimous of 97-0, has passed a resolution pledging full and unconditional support for the Jewish state to cite only one example. And here we go to this one of America's favorite, he says he didn't know whether he's a man or woman, Senator Lindsey Graham, has been calling for a U.S. attack on Iran, as well as declaring the war against Hamas to be a religious war, and urging the Israeli government
it is a religious
to invade. To invade Gaza.
It's a religious war.
Listen to what you said. Whatever the hell you have to do, level the place. This is one of our elected senators. Bastard says to go and level Gaza. Now, you know, how can you respect this fool? I mean, how can you respect any of these fools?
That's something that y'all will be leveled.
It is a religious war. It's, you know what? It's a Christian war. It's Jesus' war. Can you think, I'd ask these Southern Baptists, these Judeo-Christians, do you really think if you're a professing Christian, do you really think Jesus Christ would like to see little babies 6 weeks old, 2 years old, with their arms blown out, with their guts blown out across the ground? Do you really think he'd go for that? Are you that stupid? Is your heart that riddled up with Satan? My God Almighty, how can they be so stupid, Sister Nancy?
Just real quick comment. Lindsey Graham
thinks
the same way about us. You can rest assured of this, as he does those Palestinians.
Of course he does. Like, yeah, that's a great comment. That's a great comment. He considers us the enemy.
Oh, yeah. He considers
his enemy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sister
Nancy. I have to laugh at this article by Dr. Ron Paul, his article in the American Free Press. He said Biden's re-election strategy is let's fight three wars at once. Yeah. As Biden demands another $105 billion to fund the wars in Ukraine, Gaza, and the next Taiwan.
Let's make it four wars. Let's make it against. Yeah. Let's make the South. You know what? We need to get the Yankee bastards, those Jew Yankee bastards, tied down three wars. Then that's when we, the Southern Confederacy, needs to strike and stab the bastards in the back. You know, that's what we need to do to gain our liberty and our independence away from the damn Judeo-Christian hellhole, in the Sodom of the Potomac. Yes, sir. Absolutely. I say make it a forefront war.
And you know they recently renamed Fort Gordon to the infamous Eisenhower Fort.
My God Almighty, they call him his yearbook.
He's an evil man.
They call him the Swedish Jew. His nickname at West Point was the Swedish Jew. And you know what? Did you know he never fired a shot in combat? Yeah. He was never in combat. He was promoted above many, 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 many other Bernard, superior.
Bernard Baruch, wasn't he? Bernard Baruch set him up. A Jewish Bernard Baruch was the one who got him into that position.
Plus, I heard, I don't know if it's true. Can I have to go back and research this again? He was kind of having he was banging FDR's, one of his daughters. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I don't know how true that is. I looked that up. But yeah, he was an evil, evil Jew. Of course, we all know, it may be a rabbit trail, that they don't call them the Eisenhower death camps for nothing. There were camps established
Absolutely.
In Germany after the Germans were beaten to a pulp. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to say that we do know that Eisenhower had a British mistress during the time that he was in Europe. We do know that she wrote a book and she ended up coming to this country. Yeah.
Her name was Kate Summersby, if I remember right.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, she was pretty. I've seen pictures of her years ago. My mother-in-law was familiar with that, you know, but back before I became really politically astute, tried to become politically astute, she talked about that. And old dumbass Mamie, well, who could blame him? You know, Mamie was a man, she curdled milk, she was so damn ugly. But I think she was kind of a wacko. It kind of reminded me of President Lincoln's wife. I think she communicated with the dead, what they call it, necromancia. something like that. Who said Rand?
I said, well, that's talking about Lisa's wife. She married him. I mean,
that's true.
He had to be pretty
that's also true. Well, y'all, we're all about solutions. What are some of the things we could do? I know in the past, I was going through some old notes back in August, and I was saying, never to get around to it, if we could take bullhorns and go to our local National Guard armories when they're having their drill, they meet once a month, if we could go and shout out information, you know, tidbits to them, hand out pamphlets about what's really going on in Israel, the kind of outlaw, satanic group, cabal, that the so-called Israel is not a country at all. It's a group of criminal Jewish cabal that's occupying Palestine. That's some solutions. What are some of the solutions you think we could do, Rand? Kind of open up. And would it do any good? Let me ask you this. Would it do any good if we, because I guess I'm contradicting myself, because these people know a lot of this already. A lot of these so-called, I call them pseudo-Christians, Judeo-Christian. It's like saying I'm a Judeo-Christian. Saying like I've said this before. It's like I say I'm a virgin whore. I've been working in a New Orleans whorehouse for 15 years, and I'm a virgin, but I'm working every day, never miss a day's work, and I go to my Judeo-Christian Baptist church every single day. But what do you think, Rand? What are some of the things we could do?
Well, to be honest, Eddie, I think as individuals, we're doing about all we can do. But if we could somehow convince more people to speak out, and that's what we try to do here week in and week out. I mean, as individuals, I think that's about all we can do is just keep on doing what we're doing and get more people to follow suit. If more people would follow suit, then more people would come, and then you would maybe gain, how they say it, a groundswell of support. I don't know. You know, that's something that we struggle with.
To kind of build on your question, here's from Alexander Solzhenitsyn. I've read this in a long time. Here's what he says, and he's talking about the gulags. He said, and how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang on the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose. People, we have nothing left to lose. This country's getting worse every day. And had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, whatever else was at hand. If we'd have done that, the organs would have very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's cursed machine, his cursed machine would have come ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. And we do, people. If we can't organize our people, if we can't get together and resist this evil and bring our country back like what used to be, then we deserve it to happen. Go ahead, says Sister Nancy.
Let me just answer a question, something that popped in my mind. It's something that Sister Nancy had read in the letter from the gentleman. If we acted more like a mob.
Yes. Well, that, folks, we got to go. We got to bring our... We'll keep going. We're going to bring an additional on. We're going to bring Miss Mindy Esposito. Well, right after this break, folks. Be right back, folks.